Have we been asleep at the wheel when it comes to the use of pesticides? American agriculture using more pesticides than ever, and the average American exposed to 10 or more pesticides every day.
Food columnist for the New York Times Magazine, Mark Bittman, writes about this. He joins us now here on WTOP. Good to have you here, Mark.
Thank you for having me. Nice to be here.
So have we gotten too relaxed when it comes to the use of pesticides here in this country?
You know, 50 years ago, Rachel Carson wrote Silent Spring, and people were up in arms, and we did get some limits on pesticide use. And since then, no one's really been regulating them much, and they're back to the point where not only are there more of them, but it seems that they're more dangerous than we thought in the first place.
How so?
Well, there are a couple things. One is that they've been shown to be carcinogenic, of course. So the other is that they've been shown to stunt neurodevelopment in children. That is, that we see lower IQs, we see attention deficit disorder and hyperactivity. Another, of course, is that for farm workers who are directly exposed to pesticides, even before pregnancy, not necessarily during pregnancy, and even in males, not just women, there are a lot of birth defects. And finally, and this is probably the most striking current new research, it's been shown that some pesticides, when women are exposed to some pesticides, their children have a tendency to become obese. And that's, you know, obesity is something, obviously, we're all concerned about and should be.
Okay, so if you're a parent and you think that we're at a point where we're getting too much pesticides in our food, what should a parent do?
Well, the American Association of Pediatrics talks a lot about parents really making sure that they steer clear of weed killers and pesticides, you know, rodenticides in the home and things like that, being extremely cautious with that stuff. And they and I would recommend going one step further and thinking about organic food whenever possible, whenever feasible, because organic food is, at least in theory, grown without pesticides. And if that's not possible, and there are times there aren't, I would point people to the EWG Environmental Working Group website, where they have a list of the fruits and vegetables that are highest in pesticide residues and a list of fruits and vegetables that are lowest in pesticide residues. So you kind of know what to steer clear of and what to favor.
Mark, we've got to go, but what about the good old-fashioned scrubbing of fruits and vegetables right there at the kitchen sink?
Well, I guess it can hurt, but I think this issue is a little bigger than scrubbing, sadly.
All right, Mark, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate
it. Thanks again for having me.
Mark Bittman is food columnist for the New York Times Magazine.